says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden and mold boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
Hey, welcome to the show, folks.
We came from the West Virginia.
You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon here on May 21st, 2020. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next hour. We're live, and our topic is Donald Trump. You're welcome to participate at 313-943-9443. Engineer, did I remember that right? Okay, yeah. I had to, my mind just melted right there. 800-313-9443. It's bound to happen at least once a year. And, you know, get your live thoughts in on the Trump phenomenon. The I'm just writing some numbers down here. Executive summary, all good. All good tonight in Trump land. The everything's breaking our way. So we'll go through some of that. There's a great editorial in the New York Post. Donald Trump, it's a, we must reopen the economy. I forget the exact title. And then big giant letters, now. So the push to reopen is very, 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 is growing, swelling like a tidal wave. That's all good. And, you know, everything we said, let's go to more executive summary. Everything that we've said on this show from the beginning, sorry to brag, has proved to be right. Dead on right. The virus is not as lethal as Fauci-Stein made it out to be. The death numbers are not nearly what Fauci-Stein and Burke's Nurse Ratched made them out to be. The hysteria, scare tactics that they used have proved to be ruinous to the economy. The lockdown was never necessary. Sending children home from school was insane. Give you the latest data point we have on that. The kiddies have been back in school in Denmark and Italy for some time. And guess what? Fauci-Stein. Was there a little spike? He calls it a little spike. Was there a spike? No, there wasn't a spike. No. Deaths and everything else are down in Italy. Deaths and everything else are down in Denmark. Sending the kids back to school turns out to have been a healthy thing to do, just as Knut Witkowski, the epidemiologist from Rockefeller University, said it was long ago, months ago. So it's that bodes well for our kids are going to go. The kids will be going back to school in the fall. That's for sure. Donald Trump will make sure that happens. Fauci's Stein's desire to keep the kids out of school, to make this thing last forever, will be thwarted. All the demon rat governors, their desire to make the shutdown, their moment in the sun, their moment of Napoleonic, Caesaronic power, their moment of godlike status will have to come to an end. And because the virus just didn't cooperate with them. The virus turns out to be a regular old virus. In fact, speaking of regular old viruses, let's look back. Those days of yesteryear. Do you remember? Some of you are old enough to remember the 1969 Hong Kong flu. Hong Kong, not the Kung flu. That's this one. The Hong Kong flu from 1969. In the Hong Kong flu, which came to us courtesy of China, as all these other flus have. Thank you so much. The Hong Kong flu from 1969 killed 100,000 people. I'm starting to sound like Joe Biden. 100,000 people in the U.S. Okay. All right, so we're going to put a few numbers up on the dartboard here just think about them. So you got that data point there, 100,000. Now, the current total, we're told, is 9 deaths in the U.S. I wrote it down here somewhere, 94,000. So it hasn't hit the 100,000 mark yet. Now, I know there are a lot of qualifiers in here, so it gets a little technical, but stick with me because it all makes sense. Back in 1969, when we had the Hong Kong flu, nobody was trying to cheat the numbers upward. There weren't any Dr. Fauchensteins. Well, Fauchenstein was there, I think, but they hadn't got their thing going yet. Bill Gates and all the other vaccinators hadn't gotten their thing revved up in 1969. So they weren't trying to hype the flu. There wasn't any big game for them in running up the numbers. So the 100,000 number of deaths in 1969 was real. Now the number now of 94,000, it ain't real. It ain't real, folks, and that's very well established. Dr. Fauchenstein and Nurse Ratchet Burks and all the rest of them, they have instructed doctors to overcode, to miscode all kinds of deaths. You know, emphysema, that's COVID-19. Influenza, the other influenza, that's COVID-19. Strokes and heart attacks, that's COVID-19. Morbid obesity, that's COVID-19. Pneumonia, here's a big one, that's COVID-19. COPD, same thing. So all these things that are not COVID-19 are being coded as this terrifying bubonic plague, this flesh-eating bacteria, the flesh-eating virus this time. And this is why you are seeing people in North Dakota riding in an SUV with the windows up with a damn mask on their face. I mean, what has happened? What has happened to the brains of these otherwise intelligent, patriotic, Trump-voting North Dakota people? Anyway, don't worry about it, folks. Life is back to normal in North Dakota. I mean, it's real. Everything's, it's obvious. Things are humming. But people are still panicked. Let me shorten up here so I can get to the comparison. I want to compare the Hong Kong flu with the coronavirus, the Kung flu. Hong Kong flu compared to Kung flu. And the point I'm trying to make, folks, is that the Hong Kong, right to the end of the argument here, the Hong Kong flu was way worse than the Kung flu. Wait, what did they just do to my signal? Turn it down here a little bit. I must have hit a button. The Hong Kong flu, much worse than Kung flu. But even though the Kung flu is much worse, or the Hong Kong flu is much worse, nobody made any big deal about it. Nobody made any deal about it at all. See, let me just check my system here. Trying to get my, there we go, okay. Nobody made any kind of big deal about it at all. There were no masks, there were no gowns, there were social distancing. Never heard of such a dumb idea. No schools were shut down, no, absolutely nothing. Nothing shut down in 1969. That was the year of Woodstock, wasn't it? I remember it well. I was a 21-year-old fool. Anyway, and I didn't pay any attention. The Hong Kong flu, it's like, well, I don't know anybody that's got what's the Hong Kong flu? So, no big deal. But it was really much worse than this flu. Now, let me explain why. The U.S. population, if you adjust that 100,000 death toll in 1969 to make it proportionate to today's population, you have to change the number from 100,000 to 170,000 deaths to make it apples with apples. All right? So there you go. Now you're twice as bad. But it gets worse. It gets more interesting. The Hong Kong flu, now you're not going to believe these statistics. Back in 1969, the rate of diabetes in our population was 1.8%. 1.6%. The rate of diabetes today is 8%. Five times more diabetes. I'll connect a dot here for you in just a moment. Obesity, back in 1969, 15% of us were obese. Now it's 40% of us. So that's five times as much diabetes today to more than 2.5 times more obesity. And who were the people, and I'll tell you another thing that's changed also. The number of really old people as a proportion of the population has changed, has increased from 1969 to 2020. Why? Because my cohort, the biggest bulge in population, the biggest population surge was the baby boomer generation, mine. And these people are 70 to 80 years old now, or thereabouts. They are, so we're very numerous right now. There was no, the oldster cohort back in 69 was not a big number of people. So all of the factors that would make this flu all of the factors that would make the Hong Kong flu worse than this flu are big. That is, the number of people dying from this flu reflects the fact we have many more people with diabetes, many more people with obesity, many more really old people, and Kelso's point, this flu ain't nothing. This was nothing to shut down over. Hong Kong flu, we sailed right past it. We did our Woodstock. We were all jammed together there in Woodstock. The loving generation, slipping and sliding in the mud, hugging and kissing and breathing on each other. We were just doing fine in 1969. The death toll was much greater. We didn't freak out. So what's my point? Why the freak out? What happened? The left decided that they could take down Donald Trump with a fake panic attack, a worldwide hysteria that involved government control of everything about your life. So, and by the way, do you ever hear the pukes in the mainstream press talk about the Hong Kong flu of 1969? Hong Kong flu? We not talk about Hong Kong flu. Never hear of Hong Kong flu. And don't you use phrase Kung Flu, because boy, that is racist. That is a racist term, that Kung Flu. You know, every flu, every serious disease in recent times has had a name to it, you know, that was based on a location. Wuhan flu, it's not based on a race of people. It's based on a city. Duh. Like Hong Kong flu. Anyway, so there's a little thought there. Now, by the way, also addressing the point, was a lockdown necessary? You know, the living proof that I've referred to often is Sweden versus Belgium. Just kind of tracking that. So, you know, there's a constant there. Belgium, a lockdown nation. Sweden, a non-lockdown nation. And so both of 11 million people. So obviously the Swedes have like, oh my gosh, lots of deaths. They're stacking them like cordwood in the streets of Stockholm and Malmo. Well, wait, no, they're not. Because we look at the numbers here today, 9,186 Belgians have died, supposedly of the coronavirus. And what? 3,071 Swedes. One-third the number. Wait a minute, Martha, that doesn't make sense. Unless the lockdown was a dumbass idea, then it does make sense. So the Swedes, again, I know I'm being redundant, you know, I'm repeating myself a lot, but Sweden, Belgium, they lost their freedom. Belgium, they lost their economy. Belgium, they lost their lives. There's another thing they lost. What was it? It'll come to me in a moment. Sweden, they kept their economy, their prosperity. They kept their freedom. They kept their lives. So which was a better deal? I know there's a fourth element I left out. What could it be? Health, economy, freedom. There's a fourth thing. But anyway, those three will do it for me. So, there you go. Lockdown, dumbass, and it's called riding it out, or herd immunity approach in Sweden. And that one Western nation went herd immunity, that one nation, which will forever, this number will be emblazoned in history. The final statistics, it will show at the end of the day, Sweden, herd immunity, no lockdown. That was the right idea. And Dr. Knut Witkowski was right. It was a stupid thing to do to send the kids home from school. And it just got worse from there. The Swedes never did any of that. They stayed in school. They stayed on their jobs. They kept commuting on their mass transit. They kept eating in cafes, et cetera, et cetera. There you go. Okay, so a little bit of summary of stuff there. Let's go take a look over at, first of all, let me look at my caller board here and see if anybody's trying to get in. Greg in Arkansas, are you there, Greg?
Kelso. Hi, Mr. Kelso, how are you?
I'm feeling good because I'll tell you why I'm feeling good. I think we're going to win again on November 3rd. What do you think? Do you think we're going to win again?
Well, that's not really where I wanted to go. I wanted to ask you if you'd allow me to read the second sentence of the Declaration of Independence and
sure.
Possibly a little the third, and then I'll explain why I'm asking you if I can read these.
Yes, let's save it for after the break, and we'll go with your reading. Stay tuned, folks.
Giant of a man that the miners knew well grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone. Big John. Big John.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything.
We're back,
I
folks.
Can be.
And Greg in Arkansas wants to read the second and third sentences of the Declaration of Independence. It's all yours, Greg.
Okay, the reason I'm reading them, obviously, is because it was probably the most world-changing sentence, the most important sentence ever written in the history of the world, and it changed the whole course of the world. And it goes, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed." Now, the reason I'm calling is to remind people that we don't live in a democracy. It's a limited constitutional republic. And some people are probably not very familiar with the two differences between a democracy and a republic. And the reason I'm calling really is a caller yesterday that called in that suggested that people be summarily executed in the street for a second offense for drugs or anything like that. And I just wanted to remind him that it would be a pretty sad state knowing that as much as we'd like to trust the police and count on the police, that they're not always as upstanding as you think they are, and it could be a real dangerous, dangerous thing. It just weighed very heavily on my mind that a caller would get so riled up or possibly even be a troll yesterday. His name was Alan, that he would have some people summarily executed in the street for a second offense of something, which yes. could eventually, if we were in a democracy, which is basically two wolves and a sheep deciding on what
yes,
for dinner.
Yes, and he was trying, yes, and it was even worse. He was trying to connect that to somehow to Donald Trump. And,
yes,
and
might I suggest to you, Jamie, that you might intercept these people and take them to task because it doesn't reflect well on the message. I like your radio show, but that just really disheartened me and disturbed me that he got through with all that, and nobody except, I guess, for myself is going to take issue with it. But
well, so you did my job for me, and I thank you for that. And normally I'm pretty sharp on shutting down things that are ludicrous or that could be trolling, in fact. I was just sloppy at that moment.
Well, in a quick instance, I used to be a whistleblower in my township trying to rein in some of the corruption in my township. And there was an incident of my wife, we're not married anymore, but she's my ex and great lady. And I had one of the police sneaking around my back door. I'm not going to say why, but he's just trying to get in her mind and possibly elsewhere. And I confronted him on the street, and it wound up in a fist fight on a major highway, and of course I was arrested for aggravated assault on a police officer. The township didn't want it all out on the record, so of course they just kind of let the charges slip away. But I can imagine if we had taken Alan's suggestion, by chance,
yes,
I would have stopped for a
one
traffic
of the glories.
Incident.
Yes, you know, exactly.
So he would have called back to the police station, and I would have been summarily executed on the street.
Greg, your point is so well taken. One of the incredibly beautiful things about our republic, and that is unique to America, it is something that we initiated in the world, the idea that we have inalienable rights, not given to us by the government but by God, that those rights are senior and precede the government. And it is from those inalienable rights that we, the people, choose a government. And all of its power derives from us, all of its power. So this is, I mean, talk about revolutionary. The world is never run on this basis. Although I'll tell you what, there are European peoples whose tradition did follow. There were moments there, moments among the Viking nations, moments in English history where, you know, at the moment of the Magna Carta, for instance, the birth pangs of what we accomplished with our Declaration of Independence were experienced there in those earlier eras that this came from our people. But yeah, this is, and of course Donald Trump represents the episode that we're in right now involves the complete subversion of due process and of lawfulness by Barack Hussein Obama. And this is wonderfully, it's now coming out that these people, these felons, these criminals, these traitors were using the FBI in the same way that the Soviets used the KGB to attack Donald Trump. And it looks like we really dodged a bullet there, Greg, thanks to patriots like you.
Well, let's not summarily execute people when we get riled up. You know, I can understand.
And I'll tell you what,
people,
next time I fall on my butt and I'm asleep at the wheel, please call.
I will certainly do that. Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate you.
Oh, okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
And we've got the redoubtable John in Missouri waiting on the lines here. And John, how are you doing?
Hey, Jamie, I'm doing fine. Hey, this virus thing, in my eyes, is nothing more than the government giving us another boogeyman.
Yes.
You know, they got the notion that we can't live without them, or they want us to think that. And I personally can live without them very well. That's
well, you know,
John,
I myself, and probably many of you out there in the audience, you can share my story, same experience, is that people, very level-headed people that I know that are related to me or friends of mine in my circle, I've been disappointed and, amazed that these people, you know, the scare tactic you're referring to, John, has worked. And they really are afraid of this cootie, of this boogeyman. And and they get mad. They get upset if I say, well, gee, you don't need to be concerned. I mean, please, you know, this is just another flu. So what this illustrates is not that my friends are idiots. illustrates is the power, what George Orwell noted, the power of people controlling the means of information, the means of communication, and that if they can bombard, you know, my friends and your friends, level-headed people, good people, bombard them with a freak out, It can be contagious. They will start to freak out. They will start to be afraid. And this, boy, this is this is ominous for us, John. You know, we got to watch out. These people have the ability to stampede good people into a panic.
Well, I'd say you're right, James, but I think America's finally opened up their eyes to this, or at least I hope they have.
Well, yeah,
exactly. Bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, exactly. Now, when it cuts the other way as well, when people like you get the word out, and you know, these people that have been fooled into a panic attack, when they get the truth from things like Patriot Radio and, you know, all these different channels that we've created of Patriot information, then you're right. One of the effects, I think Dan Bongino noted this yesterday. One of the effects is that the point is driven home. Government is not your friend. Government is your enemy. And these people are always lying to you. And so that's a, you know, if we can survive their hysteria attacks, we do come out stronger.
Yeah, if it don't kill you, it makes you stronger, that's for sure.
So, well, hey, John,
I haven't,
you know,
stayed in one day. I've had things to do, and I've had to go do them. You know, we got a farm, and you can't farm from the living room. It just don't work. And
well, you know, I'll tell you what, John, speaking of a farming story, I'm not a farmer, but I rented a little, you know, farm plot up here in North Dakota for this growing season. And so I was out digging in the dirt today. It's just more of a big garden for myself and my family. And I'll tell you, folks, farming is hard work. I'll tell you, you after a whole day out there in the sun, trying to get those, taking care of those delicate little plants and getting them started and watered and getting all those dirt clods broken up, and wow, and you know, like today, John, I was dealing with, I had to clear the ground of all these corn stalks. And I'll tell you, that's tough work if you're going to try to get down to the good soil and get all those chunks of corn stalk out of the ground. I don't know what the trick is, but
I probably should just plow them under, Jamie.
Well, they did. They did plow it under, but, you know, I'm growing things like snap peas and, you know, kind of little, you know, things like that. And radishes.
Oh, that's fine. There's nothing more rewarding than looking at your plate and going, I grew this whole plate of food. I grew it all. Yeah. The only thing I didn't grow was the salt and pepper.
Well, what my kids, my 14-year-old and my 8-year-old, what they're going to be doing with this little farm is we're going to buy every packet of seeds. Well, I already have, and I've already started all my seeds, but we're going to have like 40 different crops. So yeah, just as you say, John, so they can learn just as the, you know, where their rights come from, where this republic comes from, they can learn where their food comes from.
I think it's wonderful. I'm glad you're doing it. I like hearing it. It's not as hard as people think it is. It's work, but it's rewarding work.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, there's so many, and again, this is, a salute to the farmers, folks. And see, John's typical, these modest people, they shouldn't be. In North Dakota, we have these straight line winds, and oh my gosh, it's wind, wind, wind. You're out there in the field, and these poor little plants are trying to stand up, and this wind is whipping them over. What do you do? And, then there's the pounding rain, and then there's the frost. You know, I lost some of my starter seeds in unexpected frost the other night, and it snowed. Wait a minute, what was it? Yeah, it snowed in May in North Dakota. But, you know, a farmer puts up with all of these things, and you are a special breed of people. You are the salt of the earth.
Well, I guess we do it because we like it. I know I really like it, and there's setbacks, but there's rewards, Jamie. There's rewards.
Well, hey, it's always great to hear from you, John. And I'll tell you what, it is looking good. Are you feeling good about November 3rd? I'm thinking, I'm thinking the demon.
I can't imagine anybody beating him. I actually anymore feel sorry for Mr. Biden. I mean, to go out in public and make an absolute fool of yourself, you know, the man's old. You're not supposed to pick on people that are old and
Here's a good story. Yeah, here's a good story that Sean Hannity carried. I'm reading it off of his website, Hannity.com. Joe in trouble. New poll shows Trump beating Biden in 15 battleground states. Now, remember, folks, it doesn't matter at all how the people in California vote and New York. You know, Donald Trump isn't going to win those states. And if he loses California, you know, by some huge amount of millions of votes, it doesn't matter. Thank God we have an electoral college and a republic. What does matter is whether Donald Trump once again wins in the electoral college in the battleground states. Now, here's where this story gets good. A shocking new poll spells big trouble for Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden, showing President Trump beating Biden in 15 battleground states that will decide the 2020 election. The states include, now I'm going to read the states and folks note whether you're in one of these states. They include Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Wisconsin. Donald Trump is leading in all 15 of those states. Now, if that stays true, Joe Biden goes down to a flaming defeat.
Well, and this poll, this got a prayer. Personally.
Well, now here's the other good news. The Democrats are doing, you can't think of anything, you can't think of a way to lose or to screw up or to look stupid that they aren't doing right now. Their leaders, I mean, if I had to pick the ultimate clown car of idiotic people that I wanted to be the leaders of my enemy, Nancy Pelosi would be right at the top of my list. Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, could you come up? We thought Hillary Clinton was the worst possible presidential candidate. Oh, no, she isn't even close. Joe Biden is way worse than Hillary Clinton. But they're stuck with, I think they're stuck. Don't you agree, John? They're stuck with Joe. He's going to be their nominee.
I think they got to. We got stuck with some people we didn't particularly care for. You know,
yeah.
What comes around. I mean, we had John McCain and Romney.
Yeah. Oh, God. Don't even remind me. Yeah.
Well, I mean, well, we get stuck with some people we don't particularly care for. They might as well get it now and then, too.
They have nothing.
Goes around.
Yeah. So I'm feeling good about November 3rd. I'm feeling good about the virus situation. It's people are waking up. They're realizing, oh, gee, hey, you know, the average age, I'm trying to remember, there was one recent one of the recent populations, the average age of people dying from the coronavirus, the Wuhan flu, the Kung flu, was 80. I forget which state it was. And all of these people had pre-existing conditions. Now we're finding out that the Democrat governors mismanaged their old folks' homes. And this is where a huge percentage of the deaths occur. People confined to old folks' homes on order of Democrat governors. So it's a like Pritzker and what's her name? Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan and Cuomo in New York.
Why anybody would stay in New York after he showed his butt on television for all that time? That's just beyond me.
Yeah. So
I'd be leaving that state.
It looks like we're going to get another 4 years. And in those 4 years, these next 4 years, I think these will be Donald Trump's truly great years, because he will have gotten past so much of the garbage sabotage that they threw up to destroy Donald Trump. They're really going to be out of gas, and Donald Trump is really going to be able to get something done in these next 4 years. So,
well, I hope you're right. I don't particularly agree with you. I don't think the Democrats are ever going to say give. They're never going to say uncle. They're just going to continue with their negativity, What else do they have? They don't have nothing else.
That's true.
You know?
Well, Joe, thank you. Thank you. We've got you. You know, all the good guys, guys like you, John, they're all on our side. So, hey, I like that.
Hey, one more thing. Did
yeah.
you went to Woodstock?
Oh, no. No, I didn't. I didn't go.
Oh. I didn't see you there.
I was at the Monterey Pop Festival, which slightly preceded it. I had my foolish youth. I could have been at Woodstock. I'll tell you that. I was enough of a wayward youth to have been there, but I was on the wrong coast.
Well, it wasn't the worst thing you could have done, James.
Okay.
Anyway, you have a good night and thank you very much.
All right. We'll see you later. So long.
All right.
All right, so let's see what the president's up to. On his Twitter account, by the way, he jumped another 100,000 followers. He's at 80.1 million, and he leads off tonight with his approval rating is at an all-time high with the population and with the Republican Party. He is that poll I just gave you, I picked that up on Donald Trump's Twitter account. That Joe Biden's in trouble in 15 battleground states. That's not good for him. Wonderful for us. What else has he got up here? He's got his... he's got... Oh! Okay, was John Ratcliffe confirmed as the, he might have been confirmed. The president puts up a, this is amazing. You've seen this, I guess with the newfangled cameras, they can do this. The inside the cockpit camera shots of the Blue Angels, it's just, it's so thrilling to imagine these guys. They're so close, wingtip to wingtip, wingtip overlapping wingtip. And you see the sort of the fluctuations in the air that the jets are being buffeted around. These guys have these incredible reflexes that they're able to stay just feet, just a few feet apart at these incredible speeds with these incredible blasts of power. Oh my gosh! You know, the president puts that up for us. That's the feeling of pride, and the president just says, "Wow." Here's another one where he says, "Wow." The FBI offered to pay Christopher Steele significantly to dig up dirt on Michael Flynn. This story broke on the Daily Caller, Tucker Carlson's website. And Rasmussen report says, your tax dollars at work. The president says, wow. So many. One thing that's happening right now is that the lies of the left are unraveling all at once. It's all coming apart. And just in time. More tweets from the president. Let's get through some of the less important ones. Oh, thank you, Mr. President. He didn't put on a mask in his Ford visit in Michigan, as far as I know. I saw that was the headline that I saw. He refused to put on a mask. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you. I know he's going to make it all the way. Oh, here it is. Here he is at the Rawsonville components plant of Ford Motor Company.
Mr. President, thank you for joining us here today to celebrate our workers and this important effort to help get America through this crisis. Please join me in welcoming the President of the United States. Thank you.
And I'm proud to be an American.
Now this is, I'm just going to play a little bit of this just to get the flavor of what the president was doing today. Here he is, no mask. We love you, Mr. President. Thank you for please not wearing the mask. Ah, he's a man's man.
Very much, actually. It's very special. Nice wood. Beautiful, like the dashboards in your cars, Bill, right? Thank you. And I just heard you're going to be having 2,000 more jobs right down the road for the Bronco, which is a big winner. That's great. Fantastic job. Thank you very much, Bill. Thank you. Thank you. It's right down the road. It's an honor to have Bill with us. Thank you very much. And I'm thrilled to be back in Michigan. We've done a lot of work in Michigan, a lot of plants are opening. A lot of plants stopped. We stopped them from closing, and we kept your workers here in Michigan and in the United States, different places, as you know, all over the United States. But it's an honor to do. It's one of the reasons I'm standing here. In fact, years ago, I was honored, long before I ever thought of the presidential situation, I was honored in Michigan, and I said, how come you're losing so much of your car business to Mexico and other places? And I asked that question very innocently. It was probably 10 years ago. The man of the year, they named me man of the year in Michigan. And I said, what's going on in Michigan? And we've stopped it. And thanks to a lot of great companies like Ford.
So I'll turn it down on that. But now you can see the president's getting back into his stride. Obviously, all these things closed down. The workers are back at Ford and Chrysler and GM and all the other plants. This is the game he is the best at. He's the champ, revving that economy up. So here he goes. And it's quite a challenge, quite a hill he has to climb, but he's going to make it. Now here's a tweet from 7 hours ago. This will curl your eyebrows. Oh God, do we have time for this? Yes, we do. I'm going to squeeze this in. This is a hell of a tweet. Many will disagree, but Fox News is doing nothing to help Republicans and me get reelected on November 3rd. Wow. Sure, there are some truly great people on Fox, but you also have some real garbage littered all over the network. People like dummy Juan Williams, Schumerite Chris Hahn, Richard Goodstein, Donna Brazile, Neil Cavuto, and many others. They repeat the worst of the Democrats' speaking points and lies. All of the good is totally nullified and more. Net result, bad. CNN and MSDNC are all in for the do-nothing Democrats. Fox was great. Wow. Folks, that's lowering the boom. I tell you what they're talking about at Fox tonight, in every studio, in every green room, in every boardroom. They're talking about this pair of tweets here. let me read it again. You have some real garbage littered all over the network. People like dummy Juan Williams. Then he gives the rest of the list. I'll tell you what, you know, Donald Trump is throwing down the gauntlet at Fox. I'll watch the reruns tonight of Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity and see what they saw these tweets before they went on the air tonight. So I'm going to look and see what their reaction is to these tweets from the president, because I'll tell you, there's a war happening at Fox. And part of this war, integral, is Donald Trump's effort to create a patriot network. He had his hopes on Fox, and they're letting him down, and he's lowering the boom. So, my gosh, pretty neat. We're going to run out of time here pretty shortly. Let's see if we can find some kind of encouraging gem with which to close the close the show. Oh, here's a nice one. A president writes this. I lived to see the day. China is on a massive disinformation campaign because they are desperate to have sleepy Joe Biden win the presidential race so they can continue to rip off the United States as they have done for decades until I came along. Oh my gosh. And then he takes more shots at China. Spokesman speaks stupidly. There's an alliteration for you. On behalf of China, trying desperately to deflect the pain and carnage that their country spread throughout the world. Its disinformation and propaganda attack on the United States and Europe is a disgrace. It all comes from the top. They could have easily stopped the plague, but they didn't. Ooh, that's not diplomatic talk there. That's tough talk. That's Trump talk. And boy, those are my highlights for today. Those tweets on China, the tweet on Fox News. I'm loving it. And let's just see if there's any last second thing from the president. Breitbart's on fire. We didn't even get to Breitbart tonight, but the Breitbart headlines are classic. It's all coming unglued for the demon rats. Oh boy. I mean, it's just good story after good story. There's so many gems in here. Here's what Ted Cruz says, cut all federal assistance to Hollywood studios that censor for China. It's too good. That's too good. And of course, China, has pretty much owns Hollywood. They put that many billions of dollars into Hollywood that all of these Hollywood pukes are completely corrupted by that money. Bill Gates is looking like hell. Part of this unraveling that we're experiencing includes the unraveling of the whole Bill Gates mythos and the whole Bill Gates vaccine everyone, everywhere program. Bill Gates looks like a China sucking dope, which he is. We'll be back again in the Trump Clubhouse here tomorrow night. See you then.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.